Here's a PV diagram that I think you will find familiar. It shows isobaric, isothermal, isentropic, and isochoric process paths on a log-log plot. Now, when we analyzed closed systems in Chapter 7, we assumed that these processes were internally reversible to determine these paths. For open systems, we must also assume that the process is a steady state, single input, single output process, and that changes in potential and kinetic energy are negligible. Now we are going to apply this modified energy balance equation to each of the polytropic processes that we introduced in Lesson 7E. Let's begin with a general polytropic process.